soul makes trial, its teeth are blunted by the experiment. From vain desire, the reflection of the ghoul, greed, was causing the trap to appear a bearing, though in truth it was unripe. Seek greed in the practice of religion and in good works. They are beautiful when the greed remains not.
Means what? this is the trick. They said, listen, I tell you, you're greed. When you're greedy, you do the silly stuff, and later, everything is ruined. So what? They said, use your greed in this path. That's what the greed, that pulling, that chain which is pulling for this. When you are transformed, you will use your greed for this. Why? Because this, we are talking about what? Two words here. He said, seek the greed in the what? Practice of religion and good work. Of course, this is English. The Persian, completely different stuff. Yes. The first one is the work of the path, which has nothing to do with religion. Yes, the path, the name of the religion in Persian are four different Arabic words. No, three Arabic, one Persian. And all fourth means path. I told you about this. We talked about it. It's in Arabic is din, mazhab, Shariat, which is all three. Now you will see it in the Arab countries, this sign of when they want to talk about the street, this is Sharia. So all the words are religion and the path. Okay, here he will say, use your greed in the work of the path. And the word is khair. Do you remember we talked about khair? Khair is an Arabic word which means good for everyone. Good, absolute goodness is khair. And it's a very complicated word in Arab language because it's khair, khayre, three alphabets, right? These three alphabets will make a family of the words, right? You know what is the famous one of this? Choice. Freedom of choice is ikhtiyar. Means choosing the khair. That goodness. You see? Yes. If you use your greed in the path and the goodness, then your greed will not be like what I explained, that when it leaves, everything is black and everything is ruined. Why? Because the khair, good works, no. This is khairha. The absolute good is fantastic. It's not the opposite of something else. And the power of that greed somehow will be eliminated, will be finished, and those shining of that absolute goodness, khair, will come out. This is the outcome of it. So, greed is good or bad? Ha ha ha, depends. Greed of a normal human being or our animal is bad. Why? The outcome is bad. But if it is used in the goodness, it's fantastic. This is what it is. This is why we believe that all the bad stuff which is here is not used good. Not it is bad. We don't believe that this system, which we know for sure, at least now and at the 21st century, we are for sure to the first step of understanding of what? This existence is improving itself, how we don't know. We know it has started with the simplest stuff, then build it, build it, and build it. How? We don't know. Some part of it we know. How the life started on the earth, we don't know. But how the life grow, we know. We know how it transformed, blah, 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 blah. We know it all, right? So the goodness is here. And it's made by this stuff, all the cleverness of the animals to cheat and compete was bad? Of course not. It was fantastic. That's the rule of evolution. But we are the exception. We started with the exception. We are not only animals. We are the animal plus something. Something which is, let's call it culture. That's the simplest way to understand it, because it's cultivated in us. And this is what we really are. This is the way this verse should explain to you. Read it again, please.
Seek greed in the work of the path and in absolute goodness. They are beautiful even when the greed remains not. Absolute good is beautiful, not through the reflection of any other thing. If the glow of greed is gone, the glow of good remains.
It means that goodness I'm talking about, it's not shining because of the light that the greed and stuff will light on it. No, when the greed is not there, it will shine by itself. I'm talking about goodness. Goodness for all. That's what it is, yes?
When the glow of greed is gone from earth, from worldly work, of the red-hot coal, the black ashes are left. Folly excites greed in children, so that from gleefulness of heart they ride a cock horse. When that evil greed of his is gone from the child, he begins to laugh at the other children, saying, "What was I doing? What was I seeing in this?" From the reflection of greed, the vinegar appeared to be honey. That edifice of the prophets was without greed. Hence the splendors increased so uninterruptedly.
Now he went to another step. Up to here was explanation that, remember, the potentiality in us is not bad, but the way, the animal way we use it is bad. Understand it. For example, you're greedy. If you're greedy in being good, that's good. But if you're greedy to satisfy yourself, when yourself is not around, what's happening? Everything is ruined. So understand it. It's like the children. Look at that. Why did he bring the children? The agriculture. Look at it. When we implanted over there, they do what? The main thing they do is to be proud, to be more. So, they try to look like they are riding a horse. Then later, they will start to say, "What was that silly stuff I was doing?" All of this, okay, now let me explain the other way it could be. Let's talk about the building which is builded by the prophets. Now, those are another kind of building, yes?
Oh, many a mosque have the noble erected, but the farther mosque is not its name. The grandeur which at every moment accrued to the Kaaba, that was from the acts done in pure devotion by Abraham. The excellence of that mosque is not from earth and stone, but there is no greed or enmity in its builder.
Ah, This is the difference. That, oh, there are so many masks, by the way. But they are not the masks that I'm talking about. The mask that we are talking about is a mask that has nothing to do with the earth and the stone and the building like that. It's a different stuff. First of all, the difference is not in the mask, it's in the builder of the mask. Who is building the mask? People say, ah, oh, those fantastic masks I want to talk about. The builders, they don't have the greed and they don't fight each other. So it should be in a peaceful environment with no greed, because there is no quantity here at all. Yes?
Their books are not as the books of others, nor their mosques, nor their means of livelihood, nor their houses and homes, nor their observance of respect, nor their anger, nor their chastisement, nor their slumber, nor their reasoning, nor their discourse. To each one of them belongs a different glory. The bird, their spirit, flies with a different wing. The heart is trembling at the mention of their estate. Their actions are the qibla of our actions. The eggs laid by their bird are golden. At midnight, their spirit hath beheld the dawn. Whatever I say with my soul in praise of the company, I have depreciated. I have become a disparager of the company. O you noble, build the farther mosque, for Solomon has returned, and peace.
Ah, again. What is all this about? Somehow very romantic. Very poetically, he talked about another kind of mosque which is built by the transformed people, right? By the prophets. Means the mosque that we mean. How was it? Did he explain the mosque? We told you. Nobody could explain it because each of them are different. You forget that. Didn't you? This is the way your brain works. Your brain will cheat when we are talking. It will translate it to the brain's language. Then everything is ruined. Why? Do you remember your brain is looking for what? Please. Your brain is looking for what? Rules. Your brain doesn't understand the exception, right? One of the things that your brain doesn't understand is we. Because when I say we, you see a ball of rice, for example. No. By we, I mean a ball which each particle in it is completely different. I'm talking about our differences. And you don't get it. Why? Because your animal is the rule. Now we are calling the ruler of the animal to move here. Here? Why? Why should I care about he being a believer? There are billions of the people. So what? He's not a believer, so what? Should I care? Nobody knows who he is really. More than that, nobody knows who he could become. And that's what we were talking about. Maybe he is that silly fellow who was very lazy and he didn't wash up the instrument he was working with. And we discovered the plastic, remember? This is what it is. Here, he said, the mosque that they built, none of them are equal. They are different. In what? In everything. And he counted. He said, listen, their books are not the same. And it's not like